Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the edition of His Presence, Poems, and Prayers, our international show by the international hostess, Margie Isaac. I'm really excited about this show. I feel the Holy Spirit moving, and we haven't even started. First, I just want to let you know that, you know, every Tuesday of the month, we will have our shows as well. Next Tuesday will be Associate Pastor Kimberly Horvath's Clarify Your Life. The following Tuesday will be DJ Frankie Vibes' House of Inspiration, hosted by Sister Pucci. And the last Tuesday will be Youth for Christ as they take over the studio. So just wanted to give you that information. I encourage you to go to our website and partake of all the different ways that we have presented the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, how we have presented Christ as it's been revealed to us in our shows, in our mission statement, in our witness statement. But definitely go to the website, because there's a multitude of resources there for you. I am going to turn the floor over to Margie Isaac, and here we go.
Hello, everyone. It's Margie here, and I'd like to welcome you all to my show, His Presence, Poems and Prayers. And I pray that what I share with you this evening will really bless you and encourage you and help and glorify God. And I'd just like to invite the Holy Spirit now into our homes, into our spirits' hearts, that He would bring to you, to meet you at your point of need, anything from within what I share this evening. And I thank you, Father, that the words of my mouth and the thoughts of all our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. And that I just want to thank you yet again for the glorious gift of your precious Son, Jesus, and all that He did for us upon the cross at Calvary, so that we could find our way back into your Father heart of love for us as individuals. Amen.
Amen, Margie. Now, within the eyes of the world.
Within the eyes of the world and of God. Within the eyes of the world, I am nothing. I have not got a job. No place to lay my weary head. No home. No roots, I must be a lazy slob. But within the eyes of God, I am someone. Someone special am I. Within the eyes of the world, I am nothing. My job is that of a loser. No credit card have I. I was poorly educated, not eloquent, it is true. I have not got a file of fax. I am not online. I cannot even have a bank account. But within the eyes of God, I am someone. Someone special am I. Within the eyes of the world, I am nothing. My face or my figure does not fit in. I cannot afford plastic surgery or even to go to a gym. Even if I could, it would not change much. It is me who does not fit in. But within the eyes of God, I am someone. Someone special am I. Within the eyes of the world, I am nothing. A nuisance, a drain upon society. I am old or infirm or handicapped within some way. People pretend not to see me or else treat me patronizingly. Or simply look away. But within the eyes of God, I am someone, Someone special am I. Within the eyes of the world, I am nothing. Because of bigotry or hatred, I never will fit within. Whether through my sickness, disease, or poverty, or lack of fashion, or my faith beliefs, or race, or culture, or the colour of my skin. But within the eyes of God, I am someone. Someone special am I. Within the eyes of God, within the eyes of the world, I am nothing. A housewife, house husband, a mother, father, a carer is all. Underpaid, if at all. Overworked. No health and safety rules for me. 24/7 at someone else's beck and call. But within the eyes of God, I am someone. Someone special am I. Within the eyes of the world, I am nothing. A criminal am I. Doing time, paying for my crime. I try to go straight, but it all seems like pie in the sky. But within the eyes of God, I am someone. Someone special am I. Within the eyes of the world, I am nothing. Within drink or drugs or other excesses, I try to forget my pain. People hurry by, pretending not to see me. Maybe one day, someone will care, but I seem to hope within vain. But within the eyes of God, I am someone. Someone special am I. Within the eyes of the world, I am nothing. A prostitute am I. I manage to separate my life somehow, to pay the bills and feed my family. I take dangerous risks each day. But within the eyes of God, I am someone. Someone special am I. Within the eyes of the world, I am nothing. A waste of space am I. But within the eyes of God, I am someone. Someone special am I. He lovingly created me to be just who I am. Not what the world has tried to make me to be. I am who God created me to be. His precious child am I. God created us to be his children and the body and the bride of Christ and friend of the Holy Spirit. And this poem was written in the year 2000, and sadly not a lot has changed since then in the world's attitudes. In fact, it has hardened very much towards so many different people worldwide since that time. Would that mankind would look at people with God's eyes. What the Trinity have done for me, they long to do for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Margie. Hallelujah, indeed. Next, we have up A Single Tear. And here we go.
This poem is called A Single Tear. A single tear from heaven fell down, filled with so much love that we could easily drown. The love of the Father for all of mankind, as he watched his Son within agony find his way back to the Father who loved him so, placing his trust so that he could show each of us how precious to Father God we are, whether near or whether far from that love divine. We too our way to heaven can find, no matter how hard the road may be. Jesus was there before us so that we may be free. The love is freely offered if we will accept, and the faith is supplied with our first faltering step. So remember that tear so freely shed, as Jesus hung upon the cross and bled and bled. Father's grief at Jesus' suffering and the death upon the cross was written in approximately 1995. It was written after some particularly hard prayer ministry when there was so much pain within my heart, yet only a single tear rolled down my cheek. It led to me to think of the pain that Father's heart must have experienced as Jesus was crucified and died, even though Father knew that he would be resurrected. What Jesus did for me upon the cross at Calvary, he also did for you. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. All right, next up on the mic, we're going to have a little music, and this is Called the King by Danielle Woodson.
If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, no shame, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah. If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden.
Be your father, be your mother, be your brother, be your sister, be your doctor, be your lawyer. No matter the situation, he's always there for you. We carry too much trying to do it on our own. We need a relationship with the power that is strong. Creator of all things will never do you wrong. Our times don't come, it ain't the time to run a stretch. But it's the perfect time to give God your best. To see where your faith is in his hands and in your hands. God knows all things, we run out of plans. Untouched grace and never knew the Lord's plans. Plan to prosper you, give you the promised land. We worry about LG&E, why the bill, car payments, cable TV, and our 6 o'clock meal. God never put too much on you that you can't handle. Even when it gets dark, he stay lit like a candle.
If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah. If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden.
It don't matter how old you are. It don't matter how young you are. It don't matter what race you are. It don't matter where you park your car. Call his name, he'll take you by. You lose your job, put it on his back. Kids are bad, put it on his back. You depressed, put it on his back. Prophesy, he'll change all that. Spit life, he bring you back. Power to hear that, that's a fact. Power to hear that, that's a fact. You got a problem with smoking too much. Got a problem with drinking too much. Got a problem with eating too much. Got a problem with cussing too much. Got a problem with fucking too much. Got a problem with freaking too much. Some for you, some of it ain't. But I pray to God that it's enough to get you there. You waste your time with this stuff on your mind. Only Christ can stop you smoking, drinking, eating, cussing, fighting, freaking. If you just believe, I know it's real. I tried on myself. It's been 5 years and I still ain't left.
If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Yeah. If you call the king, you can be free. If you call the king, you can be safe. If you call the king, no stress, no worries. If you call the king, Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus Christ is gonna carry your burden. Jesus gonna take care of your burden.
All right, that was Call the King by Teresa Powell. That was Call the King by Dale Woodson. And next, we're going to move on to the next song, which is Destiny by Shakira Monique. And here we go.
You didn't think I would make it. Thought I would give up and just turn away. You thought I couldn't go through it. I lit the fight another day.
Holy Ghost feel show. I am excited. Oh my goodness. And it's all because of the music and the poetry that you're hearing that has the Holy Spirit into the show. And sometimes in the presence of the Holy Spirit, all you can say is hallelujah and let's go. All right. To the next poem, Margie is coming back with A Taste of Heaven.
This poem is called A Taste of Heaven. We walk within a beauteous garden, my own dear Lord and I, side by side together, beneath an azure sky. When times are hard or hurtful, he gently takes my hand. He beckons me to the garden and shows me vistas grand. Quiet pools and meadow streams the luscious grass that I have ever seen, with lovely flowers of rainbow hues scattered endlessly o'er the views. A taste of heaven within my heart, where walk my Lord and I, a certain promise of something more within the by and by. Through pain and tears he leads me when I would run away. Be still and know that I am God. Trust me every day. And this was Jesus' word to me at a particularly difficult time and was written in 1992. Jesus always seems to know when I am at the end of my tether. He gathers me into his arms and carries me into the secret place behind the veil. My spirit's heart within his heart, his heart within my spirit's heart. Where he comforts me tenderly, singing his song, love songs over me, quietening my chaotic emotions, filling me with his shalom, his peace for me, enabling me to step back into my life, filled with his loving kindness and his gracious mercy, to strengthen and enable me to face the challenges of my life. What Jesus does for me, he longs to do for you. Hallelujah.
And praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. And next up, we're going to have Bright Star of the Morning.
This poem, Bright Star of the Morning, is also a worship song. So I'm going to be brave and sing it. I trust Sister Pucci will forgive me.
Go ahead.
Bright star of the morning, clothed now within grace, beauty and righteousness stream from your face. Even at Calvary, hanging upon the tree, with sweat and blood pouring down as you searched for me. Compassion so gentle, though you were racked with pain. What else can I do now but lift up your name? Singing holy, 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 more radiant than diamonds, more brilliant than all else the stars, more glowing than that's what you are, because you are holy, 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 holy Jesus. This is about the beauty of Jesus. And it was written the week after my baptism in November 1998. This is the Jesus who I know and love, who even whilst hanging upon the cross was searching down through time for me to see my acceptance of him as my Saviour and as the Saviour of the world and all mankind and as the beloved Son of Almighty God. When Jesus was searching through time for me that day, He was also searching for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Margie. Hallelujah. Bright star of the morning. I thought you sang it beautifully as you serenaded the sun. And it resonated with the Father. I enjoyed it. I know everybody out there enjoyed it. And we are going to continue with this Holy Ghost filled party. And next up on the mic is Fantastic by Mugen Mentality. And here we go.
Fantastic how you took life and you passed it to an adamant dust, dust atoms in each and every one of us. But we savagely ravaged it with lust, corrupted creation, chasing dollars in such abomination. Temple desecrations, nothing sacred. The church ain't even consecrated, just a decoration. Disciples burned alive, pastors raping. Can someone tell me, please, what we celebrating?
Are you worthy of truth? What you do is fantastic. Everything we did, everything we do, trash. Are you worthy of truth? What you do is fantastic. Everything we did, everything we do, trash.
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 Trash. Everything we did, everything we do, trash.
Trash.
We trashed it. Lord have mercy. We trash. Trash. Trash.
Lord, you alone are greatness. You took your life and you placed it on the cross, the very place where we were supposed to be. You took death and replaced it with life. To the blind, you gave sight. To the weak, you gave might. To the darkness, you gave light. Even bestowed it to the likes of a murderer like me. Guilty as I plead, I'm unworthy to take the knee and loose the sandals from your feet. In the presence of your presence, I'm a peasant, so I pant. Begging for your present gift of the Holy Spirit manifested in my life. The very soul of Jesus Christ, holy fire, melt the ice in my veins. Set the flame, the strife, the pride, the pain. To you all that remains, refrain.
Are you worthy of truth? What you do is fantastic. Everything we did, everything we do, trash. Are you worthy of truth? What you do is fantastic.
Selah. That was Fantastic by Mugen Mentality. And next up on the mic, it's Society Hill Music with God's Grace is Sufficient. Guide to Heal Music. And next up on the mic, we have He's Able by Franzen Hayes.
And the road looks dark, he's able to bring you out. When all is taken and friends have forsaken you, he'll be there.
Yeah.
Don't give up, don't give in, he will come through again and again. I'm so glad I know
he's able to bring you out.
When you're wasting heart and the road looks dark, he's able to bring you out. When all is taken and friends have forsaken you, he'll be there.
Yeah.
Don't give up, don't give in. He will come through again and again. I'm so glad I know
he's able to bring you out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When the bills are due and the money is due,
he's able to bring you out.
When you've cried all night long, feel so alone.
He's able to bring you out. He's able to be all the things that you're missing in your life. We're talking about ushering in the Holy Spirit in your life, and we're going to get back to Margie with the Lord of Heaven's Armies. One moment. Here we go.
the Lord of Heaven's armies. Are you frightened, Christian soldier, for yourself or family? Do not mind the sound of battle, for your Lord will stand with thee. He is not like earthly generals directing from behind. He will be there right beside you. As you take your stand, you will find. No situation is e'er beyond him. No foe too strong you will see. No terrain can ever thwart him. No spirits capture thee. For the Lord of Heaven's armies has your soul within his hand, you see. His strength is within your weakness, which is why he holds your hand. His spirit will uphold you and help you to take your stand. He will not ask anything of you that he has not done before. So trust him, Christian soldier, and march through heaven's doors. This poem was written approximately 1995 during a ministry course which I was attending at the time. And it's quite amazing, actually, you know, for someone who has been ruled by fear from the age of 5 to 60 and to 63, where Abba Father was concerned, to be talking about being bold for Jesus is quite amazing. But this is what he does. He transforms our lives. Jesus is the Lord of Heaven's armies. I've lost count of the number of battles which Jesus has won for me since the 1st of June 1984. Those I remember, I use as memory stones when new battles come, just as David, the shepherd king of Israel, launched 5 smooth stones at Goliath's head, trusting within God's might and not his own. So I launch my memory stones at the adversary's head when he tries to convince me with his lies that his new assault upon my life will be victorious. I remind him that he is facing Jesus, not me. What Jesus does for me within fighting my battles, he longs to do for you. Hallelujah.
And praise the Lord. And praise the Lord. All right, everybody, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is our international show with his prayers, his poems, his presence, poems, and prayers by Margie Isaac, our international host. All right, we are going to move into her closing prayer. And with all her poems, their scripture references to them. So I'll be playing that, and then we'll be rolling out of the show. But I just wanted to remind everybody to visit our website, www.jhom.org. Also, if you like this show, pass it on. Tell someone. Let people know the good work that is being done on the behalf of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, everybody, we are going to go into Margie's closing prayer and then the scriptures, and here we go.
I really pray that the poems and scriptures that I've shared with you today will bless and encourage your spirit's hearts to desire to go deeper into the Father heart of God. You know, I ran away from him as a father for 58 years because of my early childhood experiences, well, right throughout my childhood, of domestic abuse and violence. And this is a tool that the adversary is using increasingly across the world to drive people away from wanting to know Father God, God as a loving Father. And part of my ministry is to reveal his lies to people. And I just pray that these poems today will give you renewed hope. If you've had that hope snatched away by the adversary, if you have begun to get a glimmer of God as loving Father, and the adversary piled in with circumstances or words from other people to try to persuade you that it was all in your imagination. Please believe me, it's not. That is a direct lie from the Father of all lies. Abba Father created you out of love to be his child, to be the body of Christ here upon earth, and to bring his comfort to people and his compassion, to be the bride of Christ eternally, and to be the friend of the Holy Spirit. That is why you were created. That is why you are here. And that is why your eternal destiny will be within heaven. And I just pray, Father, that these words today that I've shared through my poems, through the scriptures as people read them, as your dear children read them, and through the things that I've shared, that they will really enable the truth of them to sink deeply into each spirit's heart that has heard them today and take root and grow, so that they become the oaks of righteousness that you created them to be for such a time as this, as a display of your splendor for your glory, and to show how much the adversary lied about them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Next, we're going to hear the scriptures that go along with the poems that were written today. I'll give you a chance to get a pen and a piece of paper, or you could just listen to the show again and write it down. Before I go into that, I wanted to let everyone know that the next show is October the 4th at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, and that's 8 p.m. across the pond. So God has arranged space and time so we can come together to you and bring you this wonderful, amazing journey of poetry and music and praise and worship. All right, here's the scriptures for the poems, and here we go.
These are the scriptures for Daddy, a letter poem. Scripture verses for the poems that I've shared this evening are as follows. The first poem was In the Eyes of the World and of God. It was rather a long poem, but these are the scriptures for it. First one, Genesis 1, verses 26 to 27, and Ephesians 5, verse 30. First two, 1 Corinthians 1, verses 26 to 31. Verse 3, 1 John 3, verses 1 to 3. Verse 4, Matthew 11, verses 28 to 30. Verse 5, John 3, verses 14 to 21. Verse 6, 1 Chronicles 28, verse 9. Verse 7, Isaiah 61, verses 1 to 3. Verse 8, Psalm 34, 18. Verse 9, John 8, verse 7. And verse 10, are some of God's promises to his to us, his children. Psalm 46:10, Psalm 85:10, Psalm 139, Joshua 1, verse 4, 5, Isaiah 30, verse 21, Isaiah 49, verse 1 to 25, Isaiah 64, 4. Jeremiah 29, 11 to verse 14. John 3, verses 16 to 18. Romans 8. 1 Peter 3, verse 18. And Revelation 1, verse 5 to 6. And Revelation 19, verse 7. The second poem, O Lord, how awesome is thy might. Genesis 1 and 2, Genesis 9, verses 12 to 17, John 3, verses 16 to 17, John 16, verse 33, and Revelation 21, verses 6 to 7. And in the notes, 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, 1 John 4, verse 18. The third poem was The Lord of Heaven's Armies, and verse 1, Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, the second verse, John 10, verse 27 to 30, verse 3, Psalm 46, verse 10, Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 18, and 2 Corinthians 12, verses 9 to 10, and Ephesians 3, 16. And in the notes, Revelation 19, verses 11 to 16, and 1 Samuel 17. The fourth poem was Bright Star of the Morning, which I actually sang. I hope your ears have recovered. Verse 1 is Revelation 22, verse 16, and Luke 23, verse 34. And the second verse was Isaiah 6, verse 3, and Revelation 4, verse 8. The fifth poem, A Taste of Heaven. Verse 1 was Genesis 2, verse 8. Verse 2 was John 10, verse 28. And Matthew 11, 28, verse 30. And the third verse, Psalm 23, verses 1 to 3. The fourth verse, Hebrews 10, verse 23. And Hebrews 13, verse 5. Revelation 2, verses 7, 11, 17, and 26. And Revelation 3, verses 5, 12, 21. Revelation 21, verse 7, and Revelation 22, verses 12 to 14. Psalm 46, the fifth verse was Psalm 46, verse 10, and John 14, 1 to 3. And in the notes, John 10, 10, and Isaiah 40, verse 11, Song of Songs, 2, verse 16, Song of Songs, 4 verses 8 to 11, Zephaniah 3:17, John 14 verse 27, and Philippians 4 verses 4 to 8 and verse 13. The sixth poem, A Single Tear. John 3 verses 14 to 21. And 1 Peter 3, verse 18. And those are the scriptures for this month's poems. Goodbye and God bless you all.
And God bless you too, Margie. God bless you. I wanted to make a correction on the next month, the segment of the show is November the 4th. I think I said October. I know I said October. So everybody, of course, October 4th has passed. So you're going to meet us at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, November the 4th. I have, you know, as the presiding pastor, I have just had a ball with this show and the spirit. It was so filled with the Holy Spirit. It's when you get that joy that you can't contain yourself. It was very hard for me not to say anything as Margie was reading her poetry, but so many lines hit so many areas. If you want to send her a note about or have a question about any of the poetry, you can email her at M. Isaac at journeyhomeministries.org. That's M. Isaac at journeyhomeministries.org. And she will gladly answer you. All right. Don't freak out, Margie. I'm going to help you with that. But definitely, if you like that, please reach out. It takes a second to write a kind note to someone. All right, we are going to roll out of this show, like we always roll out of this show, with How Great Thou Art with Society Hill Music. It was a pleasure to be with you, Margie. It was always a pleasure to have you host the show. And we're going to roll out. Everybody, have a blessed month. We'll see you November the 4th.